bless you this morning. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, O God. You are God, and that is who you are. You are the Lord forevermore. We bless your name, O Lord. We exalt you. You are God and God forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are wonderful. Thank you for your mercy upon us. Thank you for your grace. O Lord, we bless you. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We lift up our voice. We say, thank you, Father. You are worthy for your grace, for mercy, for compassion, for grace, for love, for provision, for protection. Lord, you are good. We say, thank you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised forever. We honor you, Lord. We lay our crown. We humble ourselves, Lord, and we say thank you for your grace, for your goodness over our life. And Lord, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that your mercy will be upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 28th of June, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his grace. So far, the Lord is with you. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day. That in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare the goodness of the Lord upon my life. I declare the goodness of the Lord upon my family. I declare the goodness of the Lord upon my household. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, I walk under the mercy of the Lord. As I set out today, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, the wickedness of the wicked will not fall upon my portion this day. In the name of Jesus, I will not be a victim of the evil of cruelty. In the name of Jesus, as I go from one place to another, oh, by your word, you suffer no man to do me evil. You reprove kings because of me, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. The anointing of the Lord is upon me. The mark of the Lord Jesus Christ is upon my life. Henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear on my body the mark of the anointed, the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, my going out is secured. My coming back is blessed. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy God's goodness today. In the name of Jesus, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, every evil gathering, every evil conspiracy of darkness concerning my day is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, evil thoughts will not stand. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I fulfill destiny. In the name of Jesus, I will not be forgotten in the time of life, but I stand and I fulfill destiny. In the name of Jesus, I assess the provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, I am not lost in the movement of time, but I receive the blessings of the Lord in time. The Lord is timely and timeless concerning my life. I receive help in due season. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord becomes part of my life. My testimony every day is the experience of his blessing, the experience of his unimaginable favor. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed. The conspiracy of darkness over me is overturned. In the name of Jesus, oh, my going out is secured. As I go out today, the Lord preserve me. The Lord preserve my household. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Sunday, but before we go into praises, I want us to present our people into the hand of the Lord. These people that we have been praying for, that is under the captivity of the wicked. Let us continue to ask for the mercy of the Lord upon them. Oh, speak up unto the Lord and say, Father, we are not moving on. They are not forgotten. Lord, we are still asking for mercy over them. in the name of Jesus. Oh, they are your heritage. We are not moving on. We are not forgetting them. Father, deliver them by mercy in the name of Jesus. You will strengthen the hand of men, the hand of those that you, the Lord, will use to fasten their deliverance. Father, you will hasten their hand. You will strengthen their hand. You will teach their hands to war. You will teach their hands to victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, they have dwelt long enough there. By your mercy, you will arise for their sake in the name of Jesus. By mercy, Lord, arise and deliver them in the name of Jesus. Father, by mercy, let your mercy speak over them in the name of Jesus. You are God that is full of compassion. Father, have mercy upon them. Father, we recognize that this is the wickedness of men. Lord, we pray that your mercy will speak beyond the wickedness of men in the name of Jesus. Your mercy will speak above the wickedness of men in the name of Jesus. You will deliver them in the name of Jesus. Father, you will deliver them in the name of Jesus, that they will not be among the numbers of the wickedness of cruelty that is in this nation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I want to encourage you, dearly beloved, let us pray for them. Let's continue to pray for them. Do not be weary. Continue to pray for these people. The Lord God will take control in the name of Jesus. Amen. By the grace of God, this morning, we are going to bless the name of the Lord. Like I said, today is Sunday. We are going to give glory unto Him for how far the Lord has helped us and His promises that is ahead of us as we go into this new week and we cross into the new month. We are going to bless His holy name for His blessing. Thank Him for what He has done in your life, that which He's doing presently, and those that He has in mind, blessing that He has prepared to hand over to you this day and this week in the name of Jesus. So we are going to be singing from the book of Psalm, Psalm 145, from verse 1 to verse 21. I will extol you, my God, O King. Now I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the gracious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous work. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall alter the memory of your goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. I read that verse 8 again. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men His mighty acts and the glorious majesty of His kingdom. Verse 13, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, gracious in all His works. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of those who fear Him. He also will hear the cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all the flesh shall bless His holy name forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. Our God is good. God is good, is gracious. There are some verses there that I want you to underline as He speaks to you, as He speaks to your personal life. Look at verse 8. The scripture says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The scripture says, the Lord is gracious. Our God is a gracious God. Our God is a God that is full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. Is great in mercy. The Lord is gracious. He's gracious in his compassion. He's gracious in his mercy. He's gracious and compassionate and full of mercy. Bless the name of the Lord. The scripture says our God is good. If you look at verse 15 and 16 as well, the scripture says the eyes of all look expectantly to you. Look at it too. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. The Lord provides for all in due season. The following verse says, you open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. In all his works. The Lord is gracious, gracious unto me. Begin to call him a wonderful name. That my God is good. My God is loving, merciful, compassionate. The Lord God is gracious unto me. Bless the name of the Lord for that which he has done in your life. For that which he has done for you. It is not by works, lest any man should boast. It is not by righteousness. It is purely by the mercy of the Lord. It is purely by the grace of God that you are here today. Honor him. Return all glory unto him. It is the Lord that has not allowed the wickedness of the wicked to overshadow you. The Lord that has stopped the cruelty of the wicked from falling upon your portion. Give glory unto the name of the Lord. That verse 15 says that all of us, we are looking up unto him expectantly, and the Lord opens his hand and give food unto everyone in due season, not missing one. Even though the wickedness of men takes other people's portion, but then God is merciful. He will always find a way to provide for your needs. The Lord God is gracious. He's gracious to all and gracious in all his works. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Forget not all that he has done for you. Forget not all his blessing, his deliverance, his healing, provision upon you and your household. Give honor unto him. Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you for your goodness and your mercy over us. We say thank you, Father. And Lord, as we set out this day and as we congregate to worship you, to appear before you, we ask, Lord, that strength be released unto us, your goodness be given unto us in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. As you go out today, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord show you mercy. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy yourself in the presence of the Lord.